Part 3, Chapter 10, On the Air. Praise the Lord for all he did to establish Harborlight of the Windward's radio station on the little 13-square-mile island of Carriacou, part of the tri-island state of Grenada in the Southern Caribbean. Victory does not come easily, but God is in control of his work, and we must trust him for victory over the evil one every day. We were not on the air yet, but that accomplishment was getting closer all the time. Many teams of men from various fundamental churches in the USA came and gave us a boost with the building projects. Our friend Wayne Camfield organized and led at least 23 teams to Carriacou through the years to help us. They left us much closer to our goal of being on the air with the scheduled broadcast by the 1st of December, 1991. The electronic installations were interrupted for a short time while Randy and Charlene were in the USA for the birth of their second child, Mary Charlotte. Little Mary was born 2 months prematurely, and Randy was needed by his family. But the little preemie did well, and Randy was soon able to return to complete the engineering phase of construction. Amid all of this, we received word that our dear brother Benjamin Isaac of Grand Bay Gospel Hall had gone home to be with the Lord while in New York for medical attention. He was the one who told us the Christians in Carriacou had been praying for 20 years for the Lord to do something spiritually for Carriacou, and they believed Harborlight was the answer to their prayers. Their prayers were close to being answered, although our prayer was that Brother Isaac would be alive to hear the first broadcast. His funeral was an opportunity for proclaiming the gospel to many in Carriacou. Also, Roland had to go back to the USA to have surgery on his neck. Tests revealed 2 more herniated discs, this time in his neck with spurs. It had been affecting both arms with loss of strength and movement and a lot of pain. The neurosurgeon had to remove both damaged discs and replace them with bone from his hip. We were praising the Lord that the surgery was successful and he was able to return to Carriacou and supervise the continuing work in the establishment of Harborlight. By November 1991, Harborlight's office building and studio building were finished. Inside and out, the equipment for both buildings was in place. Our carefully selected family of broadcasters was not yet complete, but the Lord had already given us some wonderful men of God to preach and teach his word over the radio station. And the beautiful new 5,000-watt transmitter was ready to put the broadcast on the air. There was just one big problem. We could not go on the air without 3-phase electricity to run the transmitter. The local electric department had assured us they would be able to supply us with 3-phase electricity, but they were having problems with their equipment and had not been able to take care of our needs other than to give us single-phase electricity. We realized the only way we could get 3-phase power was to provide it ourselves. This meant we needed to buy a 35 kW 3-phase diesel generator. We asked our prayer partners to pray with us about this need, and the Lord wonderfully answered prayer. We had a time limit on the procuring of the generator because we wanted to include it in the container that Walt and Linda Robinson were shipping to Grenada with their personal items. They were almost ready to move to Karaku to join the Harbor Light staff. A practically new 35 kW Cummins diesel generator miraculously became available just before the Robinson's container was packed. The Lord quickly provided the funds for its purchase, and it was the first thing to go into the container. The Lord had graciously answered prayer, and we now had three-phase power for the transmitter. In December of 1991, Rowan wrote the Friends of Harbor Light, quote, "Dear Friends of the Harbor Light, testing time. One evening in late October, as the generator was producing the long-awaited three-phase electricity, the control room was operating, and the transmitter and antenna tuning unit were hooked up and tuned up, we said, 'Hey, let's give it a try.' So we sent out several test broadcasts over the next couple of weeks and received reports from Dominica, Trinidad, Barbados, St. Vincent, and Grenada, and other points. The reports repeatedly described the signal as loud and clear. Praise the Lord. Testing time. The 7th of November, as the generator was running, a hose blew off. A coolant level sensor failed to shut it down automatically, and the engine overheated. Upon examination, Walt and Randy found extensive damage to the used diesel engine. But praise the Lord, a brand new engine had been ordered for the generator. Many of the funds had already come in for it. Meanwhile, the Lord made it possible for us to borrow a generator from a friend here in Karaku until we could get ours going again. We were now on the air with a limited schedule, 6 to 9:30 a.m. and 6 to 9:30 p.m. We praised the Lord. Testing time continues. The month of November brought 18 and a half inches of rain with its problems. Walt had a motor scooter accident on a rainy road and ended up in a big cactus plant with over 70 needles in his side and arm. Then Randy had an accident cleaning mud off his motorcycle chain and cut off the ends of two fingers, losing half an inch off his ring finger. My wife, Arlene, had her turn a few days later when she slipped and fell on the muddy path down the hill to our house. She suffered a fracture on her ankle bone and ended up on crutches with a cast on her ankle. Satan also had been following the establishment of the Harbor Light with interest. He, too, monitored our test signal loud and clear as we broadcast the Word of God and a lot of beautiful Christ-honoring music. The Prince of the Power of the Air despises having his dark domain invaded with God's light and truth. The defeated foe fights on, but no battle, no victory. This is spiritual warfare. How wonderful to know we are on the winning side. Lighting the Harbor Light, signed by Roland Cornelius. In January 1992, Roland wrote, "Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory." Yes, getting on the air the 1st of December was not easy. Satan saw to that. But we claimed a 2,500-year-old promise that the Lord made to Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 19. "They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." The Lord was with us, is with us, and shall be with us. The new diesel engine for the generator arrived on Karaku on Christmas Eve, and Walt and Randy installed it the day after Christmas. We were on the air. The Christmas music was so beautiful and Christ-honoring. Harbor Light was a wonderful Christmas present for the people of the Windward Islands, and it was their first time tuning to a station they could hear clearly in their area, where all the messages and music were consistent with God's Word. Several expressed their appreciation for programs they could trust. Some implored us to maintain our high standards. From Guyana, South America, last night, as I was tuning my radio to find the gospel station, I picked up your broadcast, loud and clear, from Georgetown, St. Vincent. May God enable you to stand firm to the fundamental music and teaching of His Word. Please don't depart from it. Diego Martin, Trinidad. Harbor Lights of the Windwards have supplied a very real need in my life. I stumbled on your station recently, and I have been overjoyed. Kingstown, St. Vincent. Harbor Light is the loudest signal on my AM band. The Christian radio stations are now playing anti-Christian music. There is a great need for a station which will not swerve from the principles of truth as taught in the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. Harbor Light of the Windwards was officially dedicated to the Lord's service on May 31, 1992. Roland shared the event with our friends. He said, "A tropical wave was pushing toward the Windward Islands. We'd been praying for good weather for that Sunday afternoon for the dedication of the Harbor Light. The ceremony had to be held in our parking lot outside the office building. The Lord answered prayer and generously gave good dry weather with a weak, hazy sun. There were a good number of folks from New York, South Carolina, St. Vincent, Grenada, and many of our friends here in Karaku who came for the occasion. Around 350 people attended. As the Prime Minister was away, our good friend Senator John DeRochet represented the government of Grenada. His informative and inspiring speech was very much appreciated. Two duets and a solo made up the beautiful musical package. Several brought remarks. Dr. David Yerrick, senior pastor of Hampton Park Baptist Church of Greenville, South Carolina, delivered a challenging message on the Harbor Light. And then the senator's wife cut the ribbon. It was a good time of giving glory to the Lord for raising up this ministry. We broadcast the dedication ceremonies live, and the Grenada television crew came and filmed the event. Three faithful servants of the Lord were honored during the ceremonies as the main buildings were named for them. The first building constructed was named the Rose V. Winnie Noel Transmitter Building. Originally from Grand Bay, Karaku, our dear sister Winnie, living in New York, continues to be a tremendous supporter and encouragement. Brother Benjamin Isaac, whom I call Mr. Harbor Light, was a constant inspiration, informing many near and far of what the Lord was doing here. The Benjamin Isaac office building is named in his honor. Brother Isaac is now with the Lord. Brother Cox's fervent prayers and interest have been such a blessing. The Stephen Cox Studio Building, named in his honor, is also a hub of much activity. Both Brother Isaac and Brother Cox faithful servants of the Lord many, many years at Grand Bay Gospel Hall here in Karaku, the only fundamental witness on this island when we first came here. The Lord continues to send excellent programs, and the response is very encouraging. P.S. Wondering about that tropical wave? It passed over Karaku the very next day, the first official day of the hurricane season, dumping 2.5 inches of rain on the harbor light. But the light was not dampened or darkened at all. We serve a faithful, victorious God. He is the one who put harbor light on the air.